You've got to think for yourself. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Steve Jordans, professor of psychology at the University of Toronto Scarborough, discusses why critical thinking is vital for today's students.
In our dynamic world, the future career and life success of our students will depend less on how much information they have acquired and more on how well they can think, both critically and creatively, how well they can communicate, and how well they can work with others. Our research is assessing the efficacy and scalability of a process that can be used to both develop and measure these skills in seemingly any educational context and with a minimum of disruption. By this process, students first submit some composition that is intended to give them exercise with one or more of these skills. They then see the randomly selected and anonymously presented compositions submitted by a subset, say 5 or 6 of their peers. Students are asked to analyze and provide constructive feedback on each composition, but critically they are also asked to apply a validated rubric related to the skill in question. Critical thought, for example. Application of the rubric to peer compositions complements their learning of their skill by allowing them to discover it in the work of others. In addition, this process results in 5 or 6 rubric scores being applied to each student's composition. And our research shows that the average of those peer ratings provides a measure of that skill that does a great job predicting expert ratings. Our current research is focused on scalability of the process to a wide range of subject areas and levels, and our findings to date suggest that faculty and students alike value the process and believe it can have wide applicability and impact.
That was Steve Jordans of the University of Toronto Scarborough. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.